Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, happy Friday. Hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on May 30th. Coming up, you might remember in yesterday's podcast, we told you about two war memorial plaques that had been stolen from a Chatham churchyard. We've got an update for you today. We'll also hear from the charity set to benefit from a celebrity football match taking place in Kent this weekend. But first, taking a look at our top story today, and this story is unfolding as we put together today's podcast. Armed police have been called to a property in Canterbury after a suspected stabbing. Reporter Brad Harper has been covering this story for the podcast.
Shop workers told me at the scene how they rushed to help a man covered in blood after he staggered over to a nearby shop. They say he had stab wounds to his arms and legs, while a customer attended to his wounds as they waited for emergency services to arrive. Police and paramedics descended on the scene, while armed officers could be seen searching a flat in Cornwall Gardens.
Thanks, Brad. We've had a statement from police who've confirmed they were called to an address in Sussex Avenue in Canterbury just after 7 this morning. A man in his 50s has been taken to hospital with injuries to his arms and legs. They're not believed to be life-threatening or life-changing. Another man's been arrested in connection with the attack. Officers are continuing their inquiries at the scene. For all the latest updates on this story, just click on the link at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
A man's been taken to hospital with a head injury and four people have been arrested following a disturbance in Ramsgate. Police were called to King Street on Wednesday night. Two teenagers and two men were detained. Three remain in custody. A man's been attacked and had his car stolen by four men in Gravesend. We're told the victim, who's in his 80s, was assaulted after stopping his red Citroen in Walnut Hill Road near Eisted Rise to move a log blocking the road. He suffered cuts and bruises when it happened on May 21st. The vehicle was later found in Downs Road. A man's been taken to hospital with facial injuries following an attack in Gravesend. It happened in Windmill Street near the former police station yesterday morning. Another man's been arrested. A sex offender who targeted pupils while working at a Kent school has died in prison. Russell Tilson from Dimchurch committed several offences across a near 20-year period at Tunbridge School. He was jailed for more than 5 years in September 2023. We're told the 74-year-old died of heart failure at HMP Littlehay in Cambridgeshire. A Tunbridge man has appeared in court accused of causing serious injury to his partner, an unborn child, by dangerous driving. Ahmed Boshmakov was at the wheel of his Mercedes in Tunbridge Wells when he crashed into another car and then a parked car in November 2023. His heavily pregnant partner was in the vehicle at the time. The 33-year-old, who lives in the Ridings in Paddock Wood, denies the charges. He's on bail until a hearing next month. Two men have been arrested after police uncovered a suspected chop shop near Maidstone. The sign on Scragget Oak Lane in Detling has allegedly been used to dismantle parts from dozens of stolen vehicles over the last 8 months. Thousands of parts worth more than £1 million have also been seized from an address in Lenham. The men aged 25 and 40 have been charged and are due at Crown Court in June. Now, a Second World War memorial plaque that was stolen from a churchyard in Chatham has now been recovered. Two of them were taken from Christchurch in Luton last Friday night. Police already found one at a scrapyard in Essex. Eight people have been arrested. The other one's now been returned, but it's badly damaged. Reverend Andrea Leonard is the priest in charge at Christchurch in Luton.
The outrage from the community, not just in Luton, but from a lot further afield, has been significant because it's a desecration of something that was very precious. So 163 men were on that plaque that gave their lives for us in the First World War, and to take it like that in a community space that we use on Remembrance Sunday was just shocking. I was really excited when the police said, we're coming, we've got one, and quite amazed as well, because a bit cynically I thought they would probably be melted down very quickly to destroy evidence, but obviously not. And I think that's partly due to the fact that they are so big and so heavy that they just couldn't be processed in time. So thanks to a scrap dealer with integrity who recognised it and called the police. So we're very grateful.
Kent Online News.
Crews have been out tackling a wildfire that broke out on the Isle of Sheppey. Four fire engines and an all-terrain vehicle were used to put out the flames near Shellness Road in Laysdown yesterday evening. No one was hurt, and it's unclear how it started. A homeless man's been hit in the stomach by a large rock that was thrown through his tent in Ashford. We're told the victim's been left shaken and in pain after it happened in the town centre on Sunday. A large group of people are said to have been involved, and police are investigating. Protesters have thrown red paint over the headquarters of a Kent factory that's been accused of making weapons for Israel. Windows were also smashed at the Discovery Park offices in London in the early hours of yesterday. Palestine Action say they're the landlord of Elbit's Instro Precision Factory in Sandwich, which has also previously been targeted by campaigners. Residents of a retirement complex in part of Ashford have been told they'll have to move out for 2 years while a new one is built. All 32 homes at the Moneypenny in Rolvenden are being replaced, but the people who live there say they'll be scattered across the borough, losing the connections and friendships they've formed with those around them. Reporter Sam Lennon has been speaking to 70-year-old Ian Robinson, who's one of the residents.
Well, I think it's wrong because we were assured that we wouldn't have to move out. They'd just leave us here, build the new place and then move us across. I mean, now they're all about scattering us all over the place, really, and you're away from all the people you know. You know, nobody knows where we're going to end up. Could be Ashford, could be anywhere.
It's within the borough. How will it affect you personally?
Well, you're losing your friends, aren't you, sort of thing, you know, the people you know. And
right, but the point is, how it'll affect you personally is that all your friends are going to be scattered all over the place.
Yeah, you just, you know, people who we all get on well together, we all help each other out, and all that'll be gone, wouldn't it, really? It just seems to have been thrown on us now, from when they originally came 2 years ago, that we wouldn't be moving out. We would just build it and then they'd move us across.
Graham Tiltman is 77. He's lived there for 13 years.
Absolutely shocked, because the original plans 2 years ago that were presented and then never followed through have left us in limbo of not knowing what's going on. And they entailed just the bungalows being demolished, and all residents in this building we're in now would be stay here until the main building the new building had been made, and then they would just move across.
How will it affect you personally?
Right, well, just let me enlarge on what I've just said, because the new proposals are saying that every resident in this building and this establishment will need possibly to move twice, to relocate in areas of Ashford that they don't know. Some are long time members of Rolvenden and have lived in there all their lives. Many don't want to move. I'm not speaking for every one of us, but I'm sure they've all got their stories to tell.
At 91, Joy Fenwick is one of the oldest residents.
The first plan was quite acceptable. We didn't like it, but we would have accepted it, because right, they were just moving part of us at one time, building, and then put the first lot of people they move into the new place and do it all gradually. So we're not away, we've still got Rolvenden, which we're all connected to. Mm. Either with family or because we've lived here for so many years.
A spokesperson for Ashford Borough Council say they are exploring options to keep disruption to a minimum for the current tenants, and each will be spoken to individually to understand their needs in terms of future accommodation. A mum's opened a new cafe near Paddockwood in memory of her late dad. Lauren Anderson says she wanted to honour Mikey O'Toole, who died in October at the age of 72. The shop in Five Oak Green will serve hot drinks, sweet treats and sandwiches. It's called Mikiatos and opened earlier this month.
Kent Online News.
A leading doctor has revealed a little boy from Dover who died in 2023 had an incredibly rare heart condition that most GPs would never come across. Archie Squire had been taken to A&E 10 times before he passed away at the QEQM in Margate just 3 days after his first birthday. His parents claim medics didn't accurately diagnose his condition. An inquest into his death is due to conclude today. Teachers are due to take strike action next month over proposed redundancies at a school in Deal. We told you earlier this month how seven members of staff and support workers at Goodwin Academy are due to go amid what bosses have called challenging financial conditions. The National Education Union says members will strike on 7 dates in June. A restaurant in Tenterden could lose its licence after repeatedly hiring illegal workers. The owners of Badshah Indian Cuisine have racked up fines of £120,000 from the Home Office for disregarding immigration law over the last 10 years. Ashford Council's licensing subcommittee will meet next Tuesday. Now, a new National Nature Reserve is being officially launched in Kent today. It covers 800 hectares and stretches from Shaun Wood just off the A2 to Trosley Country Park. The land is home to around 1,700 ancient trees, as well as wildflower meadows and chalk grasslands. Nick Johansson is director of the Kent Downs National Landscape Team.
Well, acting on a larger scale makes a huge difference. And so there's been brilliant work happening in this area. But I think the site managers would recognise that they've done it in their own sites and they haven't necessarily worked across the boundaries of their sites. And that makes a really big difference. But also at this, just this scale. So we can think about, when we think about what we're doing, say at Trosley Country Park, it relates to all the way further north at Shorn Country Park, which are sites people will probably know well. And so we can think about species, how they move, what are the most important and rare species, what do we need to do across the piece to improve their habitats and their population.
And for those of us who love to get out and about in the countryside because we might spend all of our working week in an office or we live in quite a built-up area, how are we going to benefit from this?
National Nature Reserve is very much vested in nature and nature recovery, but really for people as well. And so there's already fantastic facilities at across the National Nature Reserve, but again, particularly at the country parks. With Kent County Council put a lot of investment in easy access paths, in changing places facilities. So they're really, I think Shorn is one of the best places in Southeast England for accessible access. And people are welcome to come. We've got a whole programme of work which will improve waymarking and wayfinding, footpath and path improvements across the area. We're putting in new interpretation, new signing. We've done a lot of work already, but today kicks off, our intention for more investment in the future. So we really, there's lots of volunteers. We want more volunteers. There's lots of opportunities and events. We want more opportunities and events. We're really looking to build on good work and expand it across the area. And I've talked about this 20 square kilometres, but actually we're ambitious to grow. So this is the kind of close of a first chapter and we're continuing to write the novel and you know, we've got a lot more to do.
I was going to say, could it expand in future? Could you link up to other areas nearby?
Absolutely, yeah. So, just before we declared, we brought in some new areas. So it's already bigger than we thought it was going to be. And we're really excited about connecting. So if nearby farmers and land managers would like to be involved, we've already got one big farmer and land manager involved. That's great. And there might be, environmental payments to support that. And there's a network of farmers and land managers who are working together on a program called Chalk to Coast, which takes us all the way up to the North Kent coast. So that's an idea, it's forming, but we'd love to be part of that. So the idea of something like this is not to stop at this already very large National Nature Reserve, it's to grow, but to link in with a living landscape. So, not to overtake farming, to work with farming. And, we're really excited. We've got active farming already happening in this National Nature Reserve and active forestry. So it's kind of working with sustainable land management and nature.
Kent Online News.
Kent firefighters have installed more than 300 smoke alarms as part of a two-day safety campaign. Crews visited over 800 properties to give advice and check equipment was working. It's part of a wider effort to reduce risks in people's homes. Around 200 little ships will be returning to Ramsgate tomorrow. Dozens of them made the journey to Dunkirk last week to mark the 80th anniversary of soldiers being evacuated from French beaches during the Second World War. Windy weather's been disrupting plans for them to sail back. Coronation Street star Charles Dale will be in Kent later as part of a 30-day charity motorbike ride. The actor, who's also been in Casualty, is travelling across England and Wales, raising money for headway and brain tumour research. He'll be in Maidstone, Canterbury and Deal today before heading to Gillingham on Monday. Children will be able to take part in free sports sessions in Dover from next week. They can have a go at activities including football and badminton at Pencester Gardens. It's part of a scheme funded by Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner, which previously ran in March. It'll now continue every Wednesday between June and October. Several Kent schools are going to take part in a cricket tournament in memory of a teenager who died from bone cancer. 15-year-old Miles Stockwell had an aggressive form of the disease and passed away in 2022. The fundraising event's being organised by Simon Langton Grammar and will take place in Canterbury next week. And we've been hearing how a celebrity football match featuring a KMFM presenter will help raise money for a Kent charity. Breakfast host Rob Wills is joining the Rochester City team for a game against ex-pros in Maidstone this weekend. Margaret Stanley is a trustee of My Shining Star, which will benefit from the event. She's been chatting to Lucy.
Basically, we support families with like children that have got cancer going through their journey, whether it be like the beginning, the middle or the end of it. Just quite often they're in need of support financially that they can't get from other places because it takes so long to actually get the ball rolling.
Yeah, it must be such a tough time, and the kind of families that you work with, I mean, what impacts does this support have for them?
Well, from the response that we get afterwards, it's the fact that they might need a new washing machine because they've got the washing machine. Invariably, it's the thing that breaks down. Sometimes they need a separate fridge where they need to keep the child's medication in so that it's not being opened every 5 minutes. So it's those type of things. Or even, I think a little while ago, we supported a family with a double buggy because the child was, they've got a younger sibling. And then the child being poorly, wasn't able to walk very far. So a double buggy was an absolute goldmine to them.
Yeah, I can imagine. And just to kind of know that that support is there as well must make such a big difference for those families.
Yeah, it's just the fact of knowing. I mean, sometimes it's a case of mum's at the hospital or dad's at the hospital, either or, and the other one's at home with siblings. They can't work. If they're self-employed, obviously they've got no income at all. So having somebody to turn to that can just give them that little bit. I mean, it's not great big grants that we give out, but smaller grants. It's just knowing that they've got somebody. But it's not just the money. It's, we do send, obviously, as you know, lots of toys out. So it's, that boosts the child when they're feeling really down. But it's just the fact sometimes of having that support, somebody they can ring and chat to, and even signpost them in the direction of other things. So it's not just financial.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really valuable work you guys are doing. And tell me a little bit about the charity football match, and do you know how that idea kind of came about?
Well, I think it's the, I would say, the third year, I think, that Rochester Football Club have done it. They've been supporting us in partnership with us for 3 years. And the football tournament, as I say, they've done, I think it's the third year they've done it over at the Gallagher at Maidstone. And it's just a fun-filled day. It's not just the football match. They've got bouncy castle, sweet stall, face painters, tattooists, as they've got on here, but obviously not the permanent one. snack wagons. They've got all sorts of other things going on as well. So it is a big fun-filled day.
Oh, it sounds lovely. And obviously, we've got our breakfast presenter, Rob Wills, will be taking part in the football match. How nice is it to have that support from, local community?
It's great. I mean, it's lovely to hear that Rob's putting his football boots on Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you guys. But it's great that we get taken on sort of thing, taken under people's wings a little bit, that they realise, the different things that can be done and the different ways of raising money.
Do you have any advice for Rob at all, or just to kind of have fun,
Oh,
or does he need to
I
take it
think it's
seriously?
just having been at the celebrity football match last weekend, I think it's just a case of go out there and have fun. And just obviously enjoy himself because I think that's the whole point of it is it is a fun-filled day. Nobody really takes it as seriously as the cup finals and things until it gets a bit later on and maybe the scores are a little bit close. They might find then that somebody's gunning for them. But yeah, just enjoy himself and have fun.
There'll also be food and activities at the Gallagher Stadium on Saturday.
Kent Online Sports.
Football first, and Bradley Dack has agreed to stay at Gillingham for another season. The fan favourite has signed a new one-year deal after returning to the club last summer. He'll be hoping for an injury-free season under boss Gareth Ainsworth. Staying with football, and Kent's Alessia Russo is in the England squad for their Nations League match against Portugal later. It's their final game in the group stages, with the Lionesses currently second behind Spain. Briefly to cricket, and Kent get their T20 Blast campaign underway today. They're travelling to take on Gloucestershire after a disappointing start to the season in the county championship. That's all for us today and for the week. Thank you ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.